Texas and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by Twin Spires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the Twin Spires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000.
With the first pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, the Detroit Pistons select Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State University.
The sights and sounds of the number one draft selection, Cade Cunningham. Hugs all around, high fives, more hugs, and a very special moment for that young man, very special moment for the Detroit Pistons franchise moving forward. He was asked during the night at some point, would this be the night that, you know, people would remember Cade Cunningham being drafted by the Pistons or Russell Westbrook being traded by the Lakers? I heard the question. I'm like, what? Who asked that question on that guy's draft night? He said, I think it's the night that they remember Cade Cunningham being drafted by the Pistons, that team turning it around. Let me tell you, draft night, we're not worried about Russell Westbrook and the fact that the Lakers are going to have the spacing of a child's shoebox for next year, which, I mean, that whole deal, we can get into that and much more, but a very hectic and chaotic night in the sports world last night with some of the worst reporting that I can actually remember. I didn't know it was breaking news to literally tweet breaking and then say somebody is close to a deal or something and then not have that actually happen. I didn't know that that was like a process, and it happened multiple times last night in different sports. It happened in the NBA. It happened in Major League Baseball. Like, it's hard enough to keep track of everything that's going on without, you know, the Woj and company going, breaking, so-and-so's close to trading for this. What's breaking about that? Like, if they actually trade for him, then we can talk about it. But until then, like, stop it. Jeff Passan and company on the other side in MLB world, like, yeah, come on, guys. What are we doing here? It's not breaking unless they actually go through with it.
Yeah, did you know that Max Scherzer is going to play with the Padres and the Dodgers? Well, at the same time,
I believe that.
At the same time, Montrezl Harrell and Kyle Kuzma are going to play for the Kings and the Wizards.
I couldn't believe it.
It's awesome. Like, talk about GMs of the year.
I mean, they just loan them out. It's like European soccer. Like, this guy's on loan for 2 months, and then he can come back and play. You know, for his original team. I don't know. The whole thing is just a mess. Just a mess. And it wasn't great. It was a terrible representation of journalism. They should probably take last night's events and then put them like in journalism school, them in like a museum or something.
Another thing is, can the NBA just, can we just complete the trades?
Announce the damn picks, who they go to.
Okay, just, yeah. I don't need some guy getting drafted, you know, by whoever.
The wrong hat.
Wearing a Knicks hat. But he's really on Sacramento or whoever he's on. Just give him the damn right hat.
The best part was, like, I think it was the last pick of the first round when Adam Silver's like, we have a trade. The Knicks pick is going to the Clippers that was once owned by the Pistons. He goes, I don't know where it's going. I'm just reading.
It's so confusing. Like, I feel bad for whomever has to actually handle the picks themselves. Like, who is in charge of keeping track of what pick goes where and then the restrictions and protections on said pick? Like, that person, God bless them, because that is an absolute ridiculous amount of work. Who had the worst suit last night? Was it Jalen Green with the bell bottoms on, like the silver 1970s throwback? Like, that looked atrocious.
Looking like he was Corbin Blue in High School Musical 4, ready to star in that movie. Like,
never saw it. Take your word for it.
Not even a movie, but it's just he looks like the guy from High School Musical, and it looks like he was about to be in the reboot Disney Plus series.
Yeah, the pre-draft red carpet, here's all who's in attendance and walking them up and down the aisle like some sort of fashion show. I could have done without that. The one thing I really did like, a young man, was it Terrence Williams?
Is that his last name? The young man who passed away in the car accident from Kentucky.
Clark. Clark, yeah.
Terrence Clark?
Yeah.
Yeah, the tribute to Terrence Clark was a really, really special moment for the NBA and for that man's family who unfortunately passed away in that car accident. But the NBA actually announced him and selected him as their draft pick and brought his mother and his sister and his younger brother up on the stage, and his younger brother, he's probably 4 years old, maybe. And pointing to the screen, like, "Oh, it's Terrence." Like that was a really good moment from the NBA, and congrats to them for having the awareness to do something like that for that family. So we had trades, we had the draft, we had MLB trade deadline. We've got camp news.
Casey Mize cruising through 7.
Oh, they played baseball last night?
Can you believe it?
No, I mean, why? Ridiculous.
Miguel Cabrera, only a 2-homer game.
Double whammy.
Look, I know we talked about it the other day. Like, yeah, he's going to get to 500, and that's insane. The guy has 43 career games with 2 home runs or more. How?
That's an incredible stat. Did you guys run that stat last night?
I'm sure it was on there at some point, yeah. 43rd career multi-homer game.
Interesting. 43rd. I wonder where that ranks all time. Multi-homer games.
I mean, it's got to be up there, but if you're hitting 755, 762, you're going
You're
going to have some multi-homer games.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So it was a very busy, very active night last night in the sports world. We'll try to get you all caught up with all that took place across the world of sports. We'll do so real fast right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Tigers were 6-2 winners, as Dan just mentioned. Casey Mize, 7 innings pitched, threw 88 pitches in total, 4 hits, only 1 run surrendered. It wasn't earned. He did walk 2, struck out 2, gets credit for the W. That's a really, really nice outing there from Casey Mize. And also, as Dan mentioned, Cabrera with 2 homers in last night's game. So congratulations to Miggy, as it was a really nice start to the series against the Baltimore Orioles. They'll get back in action tonight, game 2, 7:10. A start time. Former Denver Broncos tight end, Michigan football alumni, Jake Butt announced his retirement from football. It really does start to make you wonder and kind of question. He signed a 1-year deal with the Bears last month after 4 seasons with the Denver Broncos. Just brutal. He had 3 ACL injuries as a player, and it all started in the bowl game. And it makes you wonder, why even play in those meaningless bowl games? If you're a prospect, why not opt out? And if you ever were looking for a reason or someone to point the finger to as an example, just use Jake Butt. Because if you're not playing for a national championship and you have a chance to go pro, then don't even go. Don't even go. Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but that's the way that it is. Aaron Rodgers signs a reworked deal with the Green Bay Packers, according to sources. So now it's going to take him through 2022. The 2023 year in his original contract has been voided, making 2022 the final year. Forfeiture provisions were removed from the contract, preventing the Packers from pursuing prorated portions of his signing bonus. This means Rodgers won't lose any money of the signing bonus or the roster bonus money he received this year, which is more than $14 million. And after the 21 season, the remaining $5.7 million in proration from his 2019 signing bonus is also no longer forfeitable. It's just a bunch of jargon. Sign a new deal. Contract's up in 2022. If you really care about the details, feel free to read it on your own because it's a mess. New York Jets. How about this? Zach Wilson signed his rookie deal after missing the first 2 days of practice. Were you guys aware that Zach Wilson hadn't signed his rookie contract yet with the Jets?
Yes, I was, actually.
Okay.
Because they worked out 2 quarterbacks Monday because he hadn't signed yet.
Devontae Adams wants to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. The Green Bay Packers aren't opposed to making that happen, but there's a little bit of a problem. They can't really agree on what is the, quote, highest paid receiver. in the NFL. Adams and his representation said the Cardinals' DeAndre Hopkins now holds that title at $27.25 million per season. That's a lot of money at wide receiver. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this. We're going to talk to Susie Hunter, who's visiting all 30 MLB parks this year. We'll talk to her next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
I thought I was going to get a standing ovation from you guys when I walked in. Everybody picked him. I finally got to say it tonight, so we vetted this process out. He was always one of the top guys we looked at. But versatility brings, the leadership, connectability was really separated him. You look at our team, he's a human connector on the floor, off the floor. So, along with his, you know, advanced skill set and winning basketball that he plays and has always played, landing on him was tremendous honor for us to be able to bring in such a young, accomplished player. So, we're excited and look forward to him getting here and getting started.
Really cool moment there with the Detroit Pistons staff all sitting around, and you know, Ben Wallace is there, Dwayne Casey's there, Troy Weaver's there, everybody all happy and stuff. It's great to see. You love to see, you know, guys being happy with their selection. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. You can call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, iHeartRadio at Pages. Plus, we're online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Galen's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony at AEC Bellino. Let's get into that the draft last night. for the Detroit Pistons. And with the number one overall selection, they do take Cade Cunningham, as you have to be well aware of by now. And this is going to be the selection that will change the trajectory of the franchise. Last year's draft added some really, really quality players. In fact, a couple of all-rookie selections in Isaiah Stewart and Sadiq Bey. We didn't really get to see the entire Killian Hayes experience because of his injury, but we saw a little bit of Saven Lee as well. The Pistons would go on to add JT Thor out of Auburn, the power forward, 6'10", 205.
Drafted during a commercial break like Finals MVP this year was.
Well, JT Thor is going to Charlotte.
JT Thor is going to Charlotte. So this is, there you go.
Looking it up, I even have on the graphic the draft class, who they took. Completely forgot pick 57, who they traded in the Plumlee deal of Balas. I don't even know what's the last name.
Kopravica?
Yes, there you go. So, yeah. Screw you, NBA.
Yeah.
Trades official.
It happens, right? Isaiah Livers is selected at number 42 out of Michigan. And then at number 52, the Pistons selected Luka Garza. I like the Livers pick a lot. I like the fact that, you can't help but think that, John Beilein had his fingerprints all over that selection. John Beilein was the one that recruited Isaiah, who was Mr. Basketball coming out of Kalamazoo as a high school kid, went to Michigan, was having he had a great career, was having an outstanding senior season. He was second team All Big Ten when he had that foot injury that sidelined him and knocked him out for the postseason. And look, it's an elite level shooter. He could definitely pass the ball. Good defender, not great.
I'd say he's I saw somebody say yes last night that he's a perfect complement to Sadiq. I kind of agree with that because Sadiq is. He can handle the ball, but he's very much like a catch and shoot guy when he's on. Livers is more like a create space, not near the basket, but that 12 to 18 foot range. So I think I think it's going to be awesome. I think he's going to fit right in with this team.
Yeah, and I think that he's a really good wing player. Isaiah is, who can knock down shots when given the opportunity, and as long as his foot is healthy. I like it because, we get an opportunity to keep a close watch on him. I just feel like he's going to be cared for in Detroit. It's almost like it's kind of like watching, one of your kids get drafted. And you want to make sure that they go to a good situation where, that people are going to be, going to have his best interest in mind. And you're going to be able to, watch firsthand the development of him. And I know that he's a little bit older, and that's fine. I don't like the fact that they've tried to pin, an older age on some of these guys. They showed it early. I forget who it was, but it was like the oldest draft picks in the lottery in the common era, and it's like, oh, he's 23 years old. Well, 23 years old is not a death sentence. Like, let's get over it. Even if the average career ended at 30, you're still going to get 7 years out of the guy, which means that you're still going to get two contracts out of him. If everything played to the law of averages. So I really am just not a fan of the way that they discuss the age of some of these guys, because I think that there's this rush to put young people, in the microwave and have them ready to be superstars right away. And I think that for a lot of guys, everybody's path is different. We're not going to be able to all take the same route. We're not all going to be 18, 19, 20 years old when they get drafted and be able to go out there and, play for 30 years, like LeBron. So 30 is an exaggeration, obviously. But the fact that they tried to bring up age like it's some sort of like it's a negative. Like, let these young people kind of do their thing.
Right, and I think it's just nice that finally, because I feel like with the Pistons, there's been so many opportunities to draft guys out of Michigan and Michigan State, and they just don't. Like, the last was probably, Mateen Cleaves? That didn't work out well. And last year there's opportunities where, like, Xavier Tillman, Cassius Winston. So I feel like fans, like, passing on Trey Burke a couple years ago. I feel like fans have just been waiting for that moment to align. So, and to me, like, I, even as a statement, I'm glad they took Isaiah Livers. He's a great player.
Good person.
Just stay healthy. Yeah. Great person. Just stay healthy.
You never have to worry about him getting in trouble. That's just not. You know what else I noticed last night? And correct me if I'm wrong, if you guys picked up on this. But a lot of guys that were drafted last night had their little ones with them and their significant others with them. And it felt like a lot of these guys already like have like families ready to go. You know, shout out to Duarte from Oregon. I see you, big fella. But, you know, he was one that, you know, he was there. I believe it was his son and his girlfriend. But, I mean, just the, like it was like a family event last night, which is good to see that some of these guys that, you know, even though, you know, they might have started the adult life a little bit earlier than one would expect by bringing another human into this world. It felt last night like a lot of these guys, you know, they've kind of got their family kind of situated, which is kind of refreshing to see. That much is for sure. But I like the Pistons draft a lot. They did select Luka Garza. Luka was a guy. I mean, I watched Luka score damn near 50 points against Michigan at Michigan in person. Offensively, I just don't know how his game translates. Like, he's a really good college big man, and it's possible to be a really good college player but not be a good professional. Like, those things, you know, they're not mutually exclusive. Like, you don't, you know, just because you're a great college player doesn't make you a great pro. It's two different games within the same sport. He's got all the offensive tools when it comes to, you know, his post moves and what they want to get out of it. And the fact that they dealt Mason Plumlee before the draft, I mean, that one caught me way off guard. I did not see that. I mean, you know that I wasn't real high on that deal to begin with, but with the way that Mason Plumlee had played this year, I thought that, I mean, that was just one hell of a season by him. And then all of a sudden, boom, Mason Plumlee goes to Charlotte. And it creates some cap space and some flexibility, but, you know, cap space and flexibility for what exactly is going to be my next question. Like, what are we about to do here? So they send Mason Plumlee in the 2021 second round pick number 37, which was JT Thor, to Charlotte. Detroit got back Balsa Koprivica from Florida State, and that was the number 57 pick. So the whole thing, like, okay, we'll give you Mason Plumlee, and we'll move back 20 spots in the draft for you to take him. Like, that to me was shocking.
It sounds like maybe they're going to sign a veteran, you know, within the next few days, and they kind of wanted to get that out of the way before the before the rookies are signing their deals, and then hopefully whichever guy that they're bringing in, because that's what, everyone said, this seems like a deal before a deal.
Right. And my question is that, you cleared the cap space, but who did you clear it for? That's what I want to know. Like, who's coming over now? And that's, one of the luxuries that this Pistons team has is the amount of picks that they are able to kind of, you know, wheel and deal if necessary. But I guess I kind of – Garza to me isn't – like, they're not bringing him in, and I don't think that, you know, he's not going to crack the starting lineup. Like, he's more of a project. Like, let's see if he can adjust to, the NBA game a little bit, where he's going to have to, you know, leave the paint a lot more and defend a lot more on the perimeter, because that's the way that big men in the NBA play. You know, all of your 7-footers can typically, step outside and you know, showcase some range. That's what makes the really good ones really good. And maybe you'll find yourself a DeAndre Ayton every once in a while. But outside of that, like, most 7-footers have you know, reached a point to where they can step out and knock down a triple. And so Luka Garza is going to have to figure out a way to get his body to transition. Like I said, he's got all the offensive tools. I watch him drop 50. He can shoot it. He can shoot the mid-range. You feel pretty good about. But I like the Pistons draft. And to me, this was all about number one, Isaiah Livers and Luka Garza and Koprivica. Like, okay, like, that's fine. like, great. But this draft was all about the number one selection. Like, that's the guy who's coming in. You know, you're looking at a lottery pick to come in. He's starting day one. You know, you're not looking at second rounders to come in and start. You know, Isaiah Livers and Luka Garza might be able to provide some quality depth, maybe give you some minutes at some point, you know, throughout a game. But you're not, I mean, this one was built on Cade Cunningham. They just need him to be exactly what they, you know, think that he could be. We got a text coming in from Freddie. Personally, I'm tired of the Jake Butt story and players skipping on their team. Jeffrey Simmons, a top five talent, skipped his game too, then got hurt training at the NFL Combine prior to the draft. He still went to the first round and is a stud DT, which is fine that he's a stud defensive tackle and that he got hurt, you know, training at the NFL Combine prior to the draft. I don't think he didn't blow his knee out in a meaningless bowl game, did he? Like, because that's what happened to Jake Butt. Like, Jake Butt's ceiling was, I mean, you know, he could have been a TJ Hockenson level, you know, Travis Kelce. Like, that could have been him. He could have been that, like, upper tier of tight end, and his career was basically robbed from him because he got his knee blown out in a game that's a glorified exhibition. You're not playing for anything. Like, yeah, if you think that bowl game's cool, like, okay, congratulations, because if they win that bowl game, the same people that say you should be playing in that bowl game, they won't give you any credit for winning that bowl game because it's not the college football playoff, and you didn't win the national championship, and you didn't make the college football playoff. So which one is it? I feel like this is very much the Stafford argument. Like, you know, are you gonna criticize him because he hasn't won any big games, never won a division, never made it to a Super Bowl, but then you're gonna, you know, criticize Jared Goff even though he's met all that criteria? Like, which one is it? You know, so if they win the Meineke Car Care Bowl, it's like, oh, they didn't, who cares about that bowl game because blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, if you're going to, you know, if you're not going to credit them for winning a bowl game, which, I mean, it doesn't matter to me if they win the Meineke Car Care Bowl or not. If it's not the college football playoff, what does it matter? Like, are you excited about the Redbox Bowl?
Hell yeah, I am. I love bowl games.
Okay, so Ryan is very excited about the Redbox Bowl.
It's nice when your team finishes the year with a win. Despite what other fans say, fans just say they don't care when their team loses to cover up the fact that their team lost the last game of the year. It's nice to just end the season on a win. I don't care what bowl it is.
There you go. So it could be the
Pinstripe, Redbox, Motor City, Pizza Bowl.
Motor City Pizza Bowl.
Rose Bowl, like whatever it is.
Rose Bowl's a little different.
It is.
That carries a little bit more clout, and Orange Bowl's a little bit different. But still, if they're not college football playoff games, I mean, yeah.
But wouldn't you rather have your team end their season with a win?
Honestly, it wouldn't matter to me if they played in the bowl game or not. If they didn't make the college football playoff, I don't need an exhibition. Doesn't matter to me. That's just me. That's me personally. I know that, you know, a lot of people are going to disagree with me there, but I think that when you have, you know, NFL caliber type of talent on your team, that you're just setting them up for an opportunity to get hurt. I know you can get hurt walking across the street. I know you could get hit by a bus, which is how I feel right now. I get it. I understand all of that. You could get hurt training for the combine. That's, you know, that's whatever. But all I'm saying is, like, yeah, like it, I don't know if Jeffrey Simmons had blown out his knee prior to the NFL Combine, but he was training for the NFL, like he was in the NFL Combine. Like, you're actively working out. Like, if you get hurt there, you get hurt there. It's different. It's like, you know, if you got hurt in a preseason game, you got hurt in a preseason game. You didn't get hurt in an exhibition football game at the college level when you know, let's face it, you know, you're just a couple months away from signing a really big check that's going to change your life. So. I'm sorry that you're tired of the Jake Butt story and players skipping out of their team. I know there was a big deal when, who was it, Jabril Peppers wasn't going to play.
Wasn't that the same game?
Yeah.
Peppers skipped it because his hamstring or quad was sore, so why chance it? And then three quarters later, Jake Butt tears his knee apart.
Right. And it's like, okay, so, it's, I mean.
Wouldn't that make fans a little more understanding of the situation?
You would think. But yeah, I'm not going to get mad at a guy for skipping out on his team on the powder puff bowl,
right? And that's the thing, like, even though I love bowl games and everything, I don't care if the top players like, we're not doing this.
Right.
Because then it's like, cool, let the backup, let the younger guy get in, get some experience before the offseason. And if we win, cool.
Great.
Like, that's awesome. Like, it's a win-win situation.
100% on board with that. I'm completely okay with that. Freddie's text a little sent us a little bit off the rails there from the NBA draft last night, but the Pistons.
And you know who's tired of the Jake Butt story more than Freddie? Jake Butt. Yeah. You think he's the?
I mean, his career's over.
Right.
So, like, I mean, the potential that was there just to have his knee get blown out 3 times. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you cut the guy some slack. Jeez, get him a pizza, Freddie. What's the matter with you? Have a heart. All right, we're going to step aside. Hour number two, we're going to get to the MLB trade deadline. Moves that actually happened, not moves in which Jeff Passan tried his best. Adrian Wojnarowski, it was just like, breaking news, this could happen. Unbelievable. We'll get to that. We'll get into that story about reporters because I'm glad I wasn't the only one severely irritated. I think Ryan's blood was boiling a little bit. Our Twin Spires best bets. Plus, we'll get back into the number one pick a little bit later on in hour number three as well. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter. He wanted me to get the message out that Bean Garter is here to help if you've applied for a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program and need assistance applying for forgiveness. Bean Garter and their professionals will work with you to prepare a draft application, estimate your loan forgiveness amount, and certify how you used your loan funds. They have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're getting the most loan forgiveness possible. They make it easy so you have more time to focus on what's important, taking care of your business and your people. Learn more at beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief. You can learn more on how the professionals at Bean Garter can help you in applying for forgiveness with paycheck protection programs. Go to beangarter.com/COVID-19 relief.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.